around here, I'm assuming it's pretty red.
Yeah, it's very red.
Okay. So what I find interesting, though, when I started working at Frac Tracker like 6 years ago, is this home rule or like local control, right?
Yeah.
What I found interesting is the communities that are very interested in small government, hands off my guns, hands off everything, all of a sudden just, pardon the phrase, but they grabbed their ankles on this one. And they just said, you know, it's fine here, though. No. It's fine here. These are your resources.
Yeah.
I don't understand. How does that make sense? Why did... People
what do you
do
mean
that?
It's fine here? You mean in terms of the government?
Why do people turn their backs on their core political principles about small government and local control when it comes to their own assets? Like, it seems like they're focusing on all these other topics that have nothing to do with their personal space. And then their personal space could literally be violated. And they're like, how did this come to be? It came to be because you dropped the ball. You focused on all this other stuff.
So what's the other stuff?
I don't know. Any other lightning rod political issue. Like, you can name it. Like, you're focusing on, you know, deregulation or whatever the case may be.
As a community, I believe that, you know, everybody's living their own lives, raising their families, and we're all living in our little spheres.
Yeah.
And these issues, while they're huge, are just ignored because they don't affect me right now.
Right now.
Right.
Right.
And then when it comes to the elected officials,
right.
And this was, I've always known, I've been, I thought I was, an informed and diligent voter.
Right.
I was a loser.
Yeah.
Because the more you dig into this, the more you realize we are so lost and broken because the whole political process has been co-opted.
The process,
it's all political.
Right.
And the elected officials are all about getting elected.
Right.
And what's in it for me. They don't care about the issues that affect the community. They
right.
don't.
Right.
We went to them with this pipeline issue. It's not our job. We can't. It's a federal project. We can't do anything.
Right.
Wrong. You're an advocate for the community. Your job is to represent and stand up for the citizens that put you in office.
Right.
Whether it's your legal... You know, you have legal authority over this or not isn't the issue. The issue is you are to stand for us on behalf of us and represent us
right.
through this problem.
But they wouldn't sign.
They wouldn't do it because there's money for re-election coming from oil and gas.
Yeah.
It's look it up. It's on every elected official gets money.
Yeah.
There's tax revenue being thrown around that's, you know, millions of dollars in tax revenue is coming, which will never come, we know, because it's a game. Even our own auditor says that.
Right.
Mike Kovac.
Right. And then the job thing.
They're okay, so the surveyors, all the landmen are all from Texas and Louisiana.
Right.
So we don't have surveying capability in Ohio.
Right.
What's this?
Right.
All the jobs are temporary.
Right.
There's maybe three permanent jobs at the compressor station, if that.
If that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a joke. And so and that's what it's about for them.
Right.
They don't want to step up and defend anyone because it reflects bad on their politics
right.
and their chance for re-election so that I can get my, you know, retirement and
right.
my health care
right.
and my cushy job.
Right.
It's pathetic.
Right.
And so you realize real quick that, you know, going to Washington, voting for a president, it's meaningless
right.
in the big scheme.
Right.
You have to take control of your local community, to your point.
Right.
So we all started going to our local township meetings every month
right.
for 4 years.
Right.
I ran for trustee in Guilford, missed it by 40 votes.
Ah.
There was five running for two seats. The top three
how many
were
people
within
voting?
50
so,
votes.
How many people voted in an election like that?
It was, we had, I think, total maybe 5,000. It was a big turnout.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a great showing for a first run, but yeah. Kind of glad I didn't get it. I can do more on the outside, I
right.
think. But to the point of you have to take back your local community first.
Sure.
And so it's just the politics has corrupted everything. And in running and learning how to do that part of it, you find out if you're going to run as a Republican, you got to get 40 signatures of registered Republicans. Same with the Democrat. If you're going to run as an independent, you got to get 200.
Yeah.
Now, who put that in? That's already co-opting.
The first two put that in.
It's already co-opting the whole process.
Right, right, right.
What is that?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's broke at the very first step into
yes.
the process.
Yes, yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, the oil and gas money is just, these guys are swimming in it.
Oh, it's insidious. It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. And then you ask the question, here's the other question I'm dying for somebody to dig into. They can force their way to steal our property.
Right.
It's bad enough that they're stealing our property to take gas to Canada to ship it to China, right?
Yeah.
And our government allows them to do that. Then the county gets tax revenue because of the assets on my property.
Sure.
And I get nothing.
Sure.
I get a one-time pittance,
right,
which nobody would ever take,
right,
if they weren't forced to.
What were they offering per foot?
The initial offer,
yeah.
I cannot disclose what they ended up at. It's
okay.
That's another pathetic part of the whole process, is it's top secret.
Sure.
But they were initially offering was just a joke. I mean, it was like $20
right
a foot.
Right.
That's a joke.
That was the number that
people were signing for $10. People, because the elderly, they hit the weak and the infirmed first.
Okay, so that was,
and the uninformed bullied them. Oh, you got to do this. Okay, and they'd sign, and
I heard that in Green too.
It was,
I heard this
everywhere.
Four times now.
And so we started banding together, reaching out to the community, elderly. Hey, stick with us. We'll help you. We'll you know, if you got an issue, call. And they did.
Okay.
And we saved a lot of them, but many of them just got ripped off. We had several die through this process. Elderly people, they were so stressed out, they died as a result. I mean, it was just...
20 was the number that Robert mentioned, something like that.
$20
18 to 20.
Yeah, that was kind of the general.
Yeah. Could you held out for more?
Oh, yeah. That was early.
Yeah.
But
what percentage... Their business model must plan for that.
Oh, it is.
For people like you.
Grab all the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
And you cannot talk to anyone because they want to keep everybody in a silo and isolated.
What about collectively bargain with them?
That's what Robert said, the attorneys do.
Yeah, he's told me that the attorneys. Robert said that the attorneys came up from Columbus and said,
yes,
you got to collectively bargain with these guys, but no one did.
No, we all the holdouts did.
Oh, you did.
Oh yeah, we all held out to the very last second.
Okay.
And
you were together, unified.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We just didn't do it with the ambulance chaser attorneys because they're in it for the money.
Yeah, right.
And they take too much.
Right.
And they don't have your interest in heart. Because the first question we asked was, how did they know who to send all the literature to the first day this thing hit?
Right.
Oh, we just like looked at the map and figured it out. Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are totally in bed.
Right.
It's a self-feeding.
Yeah. And what percentage of their right-of-way through Medina held out? What percentage of your big team was that, of their total acreage?
Medina and the city of Green were the two
big
holdouts. And through Medina, we had probably, I would say we had a good 40 or 50 parcels that were to the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had a pretty big hole.
Right.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're up here down... In the southern edge of this, there's no one like that.
No, I know. They just, whatever. It's money. It's income.
The Rover pipeline is a perfect example of that. Those people just...
They didn't know what came and hit them. Then they started worrying about it like after it was too late. Because I followed the Rover for a year before this.
Yeah.
Just to kind of prep myself for what was coming and learn the process. Yeah. And it was terrible what happened out there.
Rover's not far from you.
No, it's just about 20 miles south.
Yeah.
That's why we said, go the same route.
Right.
Why are you cutting through the communities up here? It's stupid.
Right. You already have a route.
We have a choice in Ohio. In New England, not so much. Everywhere you go, there's a house.
Yeah.
Here we got open land.
Right.
We had people coming from all over the country to see what was going on here. We showed them around. And they go, well, this is the country. We go, no, let's just drive down here a little bit. And they go, now we see what you're talking about. I mean, it's like.
Well, I saw some folks, I don't know if you have a big Ashland. A big Amish component here, but there was a huge component down in the Worcester area that just, I felt so bad for those people.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got hammered.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it was pretty, is that